living wage, then you'll get a payday boost from the 1st of April. That's because the UK government has increased these rates of pay. Almost all workers are eligible, whether you're in a full-time, part-time or temporary role. The amount you'll receive will depend on your age and whether you're an apprentice. You've earned it. Make sure you're paid it. Visit gov.uk/checkyourpay for more information.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, households across the UK are facing across-the-board increases in their bills as so-called Awful April takes effect. Costs including water, energy, broadband and road tax are going up, although the minimum wage is also rising from today. Consumer expert Martin Lewis has told Classic FM there are steps that people can take today.
People are resistant to change. But right now, if you do nothing, what you pay is going to change anyway. So do something and let what you pay come down. Go on to a comparison site and you'll see all of the energy prices and go and get yourself your cheapest fix. You know, if it's council tax, check whether you're entitled to any discounts. If it's broadband and mobile, 20 million people are out of contract and paying over the odds.
Stamp duty discounts have also come down, adding thousands of pounds to the costs paid by home buyers. British firms look set to be hit by Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs from tomorrow. Downing Street has acknowledged that the UK is unlikely to be spared from the import taxes on goods from around the world. It had been hoped an economic deal could be struck before they took effect. Myanmar will mark a minute's silence later for the victims of last Friday's earthquake. Officials in the country say more than 2,000 people have now been killed. The French far-right leader Marine Le Pen has promised to appeal her ban from standing for office. She's been banned from elections for 5 years after being found guilty of embezzling European Union funds, something she denies. Le Pen has described the ruling as a political decision. And King Charles is due to attend his first public engagement since last Thursday's short hospital stay. Later, Charles will preside over an investiture ceremony at Windsor Castle. He'll make Classic FM presenter Alan Titchmarsh a CBE for services to horticulture and charity, while heptathlon champion Katrina Johnson-Thompson will be made an MBE. In the city, the FTSE 100 will reopen later at 85.82. It closed down 76 yesterday. The pound buys $1.28 and €1.19. A look at the weather. A dry and sunny day for much of the UK, but it will turn quite breezy by the afternoon with highs of 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Well, hello, hello from me, Lucy Coward. Come on, let's get your day up and running then, because you know what? It's going to be a good one.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Sailing by Ronald Binge. Ronald Corp directed the new London Orchestra. And before that, Julian Lloyd Webber was the soloist with the National Philharmonic Orchestra as they played the Bolero, Shepherd's Song from Canteloube's Songs of the Auvergne. Charles Gerhardt on the podium. And here we are, April the 1st. The sun showing its face. I've got the best music to share with you. And it's Tuesday, traditionally the most productive day of the week. So we're doing well. Lucy Coward here with your early breakfast on Classic FM. Good morning.
Thank you.
The fourth and final movement of Holst, the Cotswold Symphony in F. Joanne Ferletta directed the Ulster Orchestra. I listened with interest to Classic FM Breakfast yesterday as Alid Jones discussed the rise of the plant doctor. What a profession to get into. I like the idea of a surgery for plants. Alid will be here once more from 6.30 and getting you to do high kicks on the school run. He has also got the youngest ever composer to enter the Classic FM Hall of Fame. He'll be making sure that everything on this Tuesday morning is beautiful. So much to look forward to. Before that, some gorgeous music from John Barry, and the latest travel news is next.
Classic FM.
Experience the incredible true story of Welsh icon Richard Burton.
Mr. Burton, I want to be an actor.
On his journey to become one of the greatest actors of all time.
This is the chance to establish yourself as a classical actor in the most prestigious theatre in the world.
Starring BAFTA winner Toby Jones, Leslie Manville and Harry Lawty.
Make something of yourself.
In cinemas April 4th. Find tickets at mrburtonfilm.co.uk.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Did you know that RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a common virus that feels and spreads just like a cold? But for older adults, RSV can cause serious complications like pneumonia. But you can help to protect yourself by washing hands and surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options, or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
Interactive Investor has an ISA to suit you, whether you prefer to manage it yourself or have our experts do it for you. And with awards like the Times Money Mentor's Best Stocks and Shares ISA and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, we really don't need a fancy orchestral jingle to convince you. Because the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest travel news. Next.
Julie could part exchange her car. Or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Or total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Classic FM Travel.
In Warwickshire, a car has broken down on the M42 southbound at Junction 8, the M6, and one lane is closed for recovery. On Merseyside, one lane is closed on the M6 northbound at Junction 23, Haydock, because a car has broken down. In Lancashire, Blackpool Road is closed both ways in Preston because of an ongoing police investigation. On the trains, Great Western Railway are running a reduced service between Reading and Paddington because of a track problem, and trains aren't stopping at Maidenhead, Slough and Twyford stations. There are minor delays on the Elizabeth line between Hayes and Harlington and Reading, and Southwestern Railway and Southern services are now running between Southampton Central and Havant, but with delays.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
John Dunbar theme from John Barry's score to Dances with Wolves, Paul Bateman in charge of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Now, thanks to our friends at EuroMillions, I can tell you that tonight's estimated jackpot is a life-changing £14 million. Imagine what you could do with that. One previous winning couple used some of their winnings to buy computers and new equipment for schools in their area. It really is a lot of money. Best of luck then for tonight's draw. And now on Classic FM, The Way It Was. The Way It Was, written and performed by Alexis French. And that's how it was for Early Breakfast on April the 1st. There will be another with me, Lucy Coward, tomorrow morning from 4. I'll be waiting to greet you with bells on. In the meantime, have a wonderful day and enjoy Classic FM Breakfast Now with Aled Jones.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Certainly is. Thank you to Lucy and good morning. Welcome to Classic FM Breakfast. It's April Fool's Day. You've got this full, Aled Jones, till 10.
Classic FM. Thank you.
Thank you. Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Discover the miraculous Galapagos Islands.
Classic FM.
Joanna McGregor at the keyboard with Satie's Nocien number 5. And we kicked off with the overture from Rossini's The Thieving Magpie, Sinfonia Varsovia with Yehudi Menuhin. And it's Ali Jones with you. Good morning. Welcome to Classic FM Breakfast. Happy Tuesday. Happy April. Pinch, punch. Start the month and all that. 6-18-12 to get in touch. Let me know how things are looking where you are. Hopefully it's okay. Snow in many parts of the UK today. Sorry, only a little April Fool's. We're looking at 20 degrees in some places this week. I think that calls for a boat trip.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
The overture from Stravinsky's Pulcinella Suite, the Basel Chamber Orchestra. And before it, un bateau from Debussy's Petite Suite, Emmanuel Pahud and Mariko Anraku performing that one at almost 10 to 7. Morning to Simon. Happy 50th. The text says, the children and I hope you have a very special day. We're looking forward to a really lovely holiday in Cornwall with all the family later this week. Love, Chris, Esther and Benjamin. Happy birthday. Oh, to be 50. Oh, I've just remembered I'm 54. News and weather on the way. I'm quite depressed now. First, here's Bach showing off his skills to one Christian Ludwig, Margrave of Brandenburg. We'll be right back. That's the first movement of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3, the English Concert under Trevor Pinnock. It's 4 minutes to seven. It's Al Ed Jones here on Classic FM. Welcome to the show. News and weather with Dom coming up. Then, seeing as it's April Fool's, I'm going to tell you about three stories hitting the headlines today, but one isn't real. See if you can guess which. It won't be as good as that spaghetti growing on Swiss trees. Do you remember that? It was a Panorama exclusive. It was brilliant. The actors harvesting spaghetti strands, giving committed performances in the late Richard Dimbleby's deadpan narration. Absolutely brilliant. Loved it. We'll try our hardest, though. Anyway, it's all coming next on Classic FM.
Classic FM Breakfast with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions.
Sail on hybrid-powered ships in Alaska.
This is the call of the chiff-chaff. This is the call of the willow warbler. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious, like choosing Interactive Investor for your ISA and personal pension. With 30 years' experience, over 430,000 customers, and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I can open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend, but they're barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Switching to Vodafone full fibre broadband is now as easy as pie. Ooh, freshly baked. It's a walk in the park. Hello, little fella. It's like taking candy from a baby. Come on, as if I'd do that. With One Touch Switch, it's easy. We sort everything out for you. We even contact your current provider. Plus, we'll help towards leaving fees. Switch today to full fibre broadband with Vodafone.
Credit of up to £100 to cover leaving fees. Visit vodafone.co.uk/broadband to find out about the switch process and for terms.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, a series of essential household bills are rising from today for millions of people across the UK. Costs including water, energy, broadband and road tax are going up, although the minimum wage is also rising. Charities are warning that the increases will stretch many past breaking point, but Home Office Minister Dame Angela Eagle claims households are still better off.
Wages are going up higher than prices. For the first time, we had an entire parliament where that didn't happen. And what we've got to do is try to grow our economy so that we can ensure that prosperity is rebuilt and spread as far and wide as possible.
British firms look set to be hit by Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs from tomorrow. Downing Street has acknowledged the UK is unlikely to be spared from the import taxes on goods from around the world. It had been hoped an economic deal could be struck before they took effect. A minute's silence is due to be held in Myanmar for the victims of last Friday's earthquake. Officials in the country say more than 2,000 people are now known to have been killed. Judges are to hear challenges over the imposition of VAT on private school fees from today. Nearly 20 families and several faith schools are bringing legal action against the Treasury at the High Court. They say the policy threatens access to education that can't be provided by the state. And two NASA astronauts who were stuck on the International Space Station for nearly 9 months have been speaking for the first time since arriving home. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams were scheduled to stay for just 8 days, but technical issues delayed their return to